This is Little Podcast on Emerging Leadership. I am OpenAI. I am the host of today's podcast. The BEPS framework is useful for understanding a leader's different roles and responsibilities. It helps clarify the various areas a leader should focus on to be effective and achieve success. Let's draw together the four axes of the BEPS framework. You can draw it in your mind on a real page or follow along using the drawing available in the companion blog post. Starting from the center of the page and going up, the business axis involves understanding the business and the ecosystem in which the organization operates. It also involves developing a clear vision and understanding the reasons behind the organization's solutions, products, features, and services. Starting from the center of the page and going down, the execution axis involves delivering the work and achieving results. Going back to the center of the, and heading to the right, you have the people axis. The people axis focuses on the management and development of people within the organization. This includes hiring, growing people, managing performance, and of course, self-improvement. And finally, starting from the center of the page and heading to the left, the system axis involves understanding the system formed by the people, organization, processes, and tools, and removing the obstacles to great work. By considering these four axes, a leader or a manager can ensure that they are effectively balancing their time and focus to achieve success and meet the organization's and its people's needs. Today, I have the pleasure of having Alexis Monville, the creator of the framework, as the guest of the podcast. Alexis, how would you describe your role to someone you just met?
Hey, thanks for having me. I am the chief of staff to the CTO at Trilat, an enterprise software company with an open source development model.
What inspired you to develop the BEPS framework?
I was really looking for something that would be able to help people get out of the corner of the room they were stuck in. I was trying to help teams, I was trying to mentor people, and help them see the full spectrum of their role. And they seem to be blocked somewhere, stuck somewhere in the corner of the room. So for me, the BEPS framework was an opportunity to help them turn around and see all the space that there was available for them to grow themselves and grow their organization or teams.
How did you develop the four axes of the BEPS framework? Business, execution, people, and system.
We all started with working with a team, and especially the managers of the team. We were trying to really transform the organization from really an organization that was built by functions. So you had product management, you had engineering, you had quality assurance, you had support, and all those organizations. You guess they should work together to develop a product, of course, but they were a little bit fighting with each other, trying to justify their lack of results. We were trying to change the organization and build cross-functional teams. And for the managers, they were wondering, but what will be my role in that? Because they saw their role as really focused on one aspect of the work and not looking at all the other axes. So by building the showing them the different axes, it was a way to tell them, oh, okay, there's more on my role than just micromanaging the people that are already doing the work.
In your experience, which of the four axes do leaders and managers often neglect or underinvest in?
It's really interesting because I believe the axis where people love to be involved is execution, and they usually neglect all the others. So it's not necessarily one of them. It's more all of them except execution. And execution, they focused on it, but in a way, in a wrong way. I've seen people really focused on really doing their work, but forgetting about everything else. And I've seen managers focused on getting people to do work, more activities, more work, and really micromanaging the activities, but not looking at the other axis and not looking at the impact of that work and missing the whole point.
How can the BEPS framework be used by leaders, either individual contributors or managers?
I believe the framework is, first of all, a self-improvement tool. It's really looking at it and reflect on what are your contributions. The one way to do it is really simply to look at your past week and reflect on how much time did you spend on the different aspects. And if you look at the definition of the different axes, what do you know about the business axis, for example? What do you know about the industry you're in? What do you know about your competitors? What do you know about your partners? What do you know about your own business? And do you know how your company is making money? Do you know what are the really important forces that are at play there? And if you have all the answers, that's great. You can use all your knowledge about that business axis to improve the three other ones. If you know nothing, that's probably an opportunity for you to develop and an opportunity for you to grow your team or work with your peers and so on and so on. So really, first of all, a self-reflection tool that can help you be more effective.
Can you give an example of a situation where the BEPS framework helped a leader or a team to be more effective?
Yeah, that's really interesting because in the lot of mentoring sessions I did, usually people were a little bit stuck on execution. They wanted to get to the next promotion in a way. They wanted to get to the next level, but they were missing the point about how to get there. That was an interesting tool to show them, okay, where are you really working on? What are you really working on? And for example, if I pick the system axis for that example, is okay, what are you doing to really improve the processes, the way the organization is set up and so on? And a lot of time, the leaders were putting that responsibility on their manager and were asking them, oh, really? That's only on your manager to really improve the organization, the system, the processes. You have no role into that. And of course, by asking a few questions, then they were suddenly realizing that they could do a lot of things. They were the ones, in a way, dealing with that system on a day-to-day basis and providing the experience to people. So that was a way for them to realize that they could be more effective there. And we can go to the other axis and have the same kind of conversation. So it's really an opportunity for people to see the other aspect of their roles, see the other facets of their roles.
How can the BEPS framework be used to assess the focus and priorities of a team or organization?
Yeah, it's definitely that. It's where do you put your focus on? How do you define your priorities? And if your priorities is to deliver a list of activities and to tick all the boxes, I'm asking you, okay, but what do you know about your business? How do you improve your knowledge about your business? How do you know you're right? How do you know you're developing the right things that will serve your customers or users of your product or services? How do you help your people grow? How do you keep them in the company, keep them engaged? So if you look at the priorities of a team or an organization, there should be something on all of the axes. If everything is focused on one, you're probably missing the point. So that's a really great tool to look at how people are defining their focus and priorities and help them reconsider and move things on the different axes.
How do the four axes of the BEPS framework relate to other common frameworks or models of leadership and management, such as servant leadership or the 7 habits of highly effective people?
Oh, yeah, that's a really great question. The thing is, I was looking for a framework that is simple enough for me to explain, that will cover all the aspects without being too simple. For example, I've heard a number of times that the only framework you need to have is strategy, people, organization, or strategy, people, operations, more exactly. But you're missing a point there because strategy, I can say, okay, that's my business axis probably. People, okay, that's my people axis. Let's do that. But operations encompass also execution and system. And usually when you do that, you mixed the two, then people are focused on execution and they forget about improving the system. And as William Edwards Deming said, a bad system will beat good people each time. So you really want to have all those axes together. Now, if I consider servant leadership, it's a really interesting one because basically the leaders I was or the managers I was helping when we changed the organization from really functions to cross-functional teams with really people in charge end-to-end of delivering something, the managers were looking for a new role because they were not supposed to micromanage people and focus only on execution. So their role was really moving to that servant leadership role. So we helped them see that and we used some of the servant leadership principles to help them reconsider their role. And it really worked well. And of course, the 7 habits is well known for from a lot of people. So that's also simple training to have, simple things to do, and that helped them realize that they were not really working on the other axis. So basically, we use the other framework to help people grow on the different axes, but it's a simple way to help people discover all the facets of their roles and responsibilities.
Can you share any tips or best practices for how leaders and managers can effectively balance their time and focus across the four axes of the BEPS framework?
Yeah, the first one is really knowing what we are doing. Knowing what you are doing and where you invest your time. So if all your time is focused only on one axis, or you're imbalanced, that's obvious. But how do you know that? You only know that when you can track where you invest your time during the week. And you can do that on several weeks to have a good balance. Or of course, not all the weeks are exactly the same. Let's say you're doing that for 4 weeks and you look at all the different aspects of your work. And each Friday, you take some time and you tag things. And you say, okay, that was really business. That was more execution. That was more really working on the system. That was more really working on the people and so on and so on. And you look how balanced or imbalanced you are. And maybe you reconsider how you will invest your time in the following week or following weeks. And I believe that this way you can really have a better picture and a better balance. Of course, there's things that you will do probably, let's say, every month or every quarter. So you need to do that on a longer period of time to have a good picture of how balanced or imbalanced you are. Let's say for the people aspect, of course, growing people, managing their career, that's maybe not conversation you have every week. That's maybe conversation you have monthly or even sometimes quarterly only. So there's a cadence to find and a balance to find on a quarter, let's say. That would be a good setup.
How has the BEPS framework evolved or changed since you first developed it?
The beginning of the framework, and I'm a little bit ashamed of that, to be honest, there was only three axes, and that was execution, of course, and there were the other axes were the business, because I really wanted people to connect their knowledge of the business and the execution on the day-to-day work they were doing or the day-to-day work of their team. And the thing I was focused on was improving the system. So you can see what's missing. And that's why I'm ashamed of it. There was just a small missing part. I forgot that people was maybe a little bit interesting in that framework. So, of course, I added that later. But just as an excuse for that, try to justify myself a little bit. The people I was working with really saw all the HR things as really bureaucratic and just ticking the box exercise. I didn't want to fight that battle upfront as a starting point. I already wanted them to reconsider the organization and all the processes involved first. So we started with those three axes, and then we added the people axis when it was the right time to do it.
In your opinion, what are the key qualities or characteristics that a leader or manager should possess to be successful using the BEPS framework?
I believe that's probably two qualities or two characteristics, I would say. It's curiosity and humility. And I believe the two are really working hand by hand. It's really, you need to be curious. You need to learn to listen to other people. And you need the humility to reconsider things and to accept that you don't know everything and you probably don't know how wrong you are or how right you are until you really see all the perspective of the reality of an organization. So yeah, I would say curiosity and humility will be my top two.
Alexis, you are the chief of staff to the CTO at Red Hat. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you for listening to this episode of Le Podcast. Go to alexis.monville.com for the references mentioned in the episode and to find more help to increase your impact and satisfaction at work. Drop a comment or an email with your feedback or just to say hello. And until next time, to find better ways of changing your team.